Next on MLR Weekly, Dallas Jackals coach Nate Osborne, Pat Clifton of the CRC Sevens, the College Rugby Championship Sevens, John Fitzpatrick of Rugby Morning, and Brian Ray of America's Rugby News. Rugby Wrap-Ups MLR Weekly brought to you by Sheehy Auto Stores. It's easy at Sheehy. The Pig and Whistle, New York City, the world's best rugby pub, and Lean and Limber, stretching your way to a healthier lifestyle. Presented by Rugby Wrap-Up, Matt McCarthy in New York City. Thank you for joining us. We think you'll be very pleasantly surprised by the show that we have. Nate Osborne, the well-traveled MLR coach, now with the Dallas Jackals. We have Pat Clifton of the CRC Sevens, the College Rugby Championship Sevens. We have Brian Ray of America's Rugby News. We have John Fitzpatrick of Rugby Morning with his coffee break segment. But before we get to any of that, we have the best dang recap in Major League Rugby. Let's get to it. In Space City, the champions from Quincy, Massachusetts, were going up against the undefeated Houston Sabercats. And the sold-out crowd was happily purring in anticipation of this marquee matchup. However, the Free Jacks quieted the joint and bolted to a big lead, but the Sabercats started putting their nine lives on the line and scratched their way back into it. Then, no-name New England showed the world why they are the champions, putting the exciting and high-scoring affair to bed with a flurry. What a great night for rugby in Houston, the league, the United States of America. Final score, 47-35 New England, but rugby in America won that one, people. At Snapdragon Stadium in San Diego, the Legion looked fake as visiting NOLA sprinted to a 17-0 lead. But San Diego once again drank whatever head coach Danny Lee was pouring at halftime and came roaring back while the gold tanked in the second half for the second consecutive week. Indeed, it was a tale of two halves as San Diego outscored New Orleans 33-3 in the final 40. An injury to star wing Teofilo Edvido did not help the visitors, but NOLA should get some of their walking wounded back for their critical upcoming match versus Miami. Final score in this one, however, 33-20 San Diego. At Choctaw Stadium in Arlington, Texas, a wild Western Conference showdown between the Dallas Jackals and Utah Warriors proved to be the nail-biter that WWE wrestling god-turned-rugby advocate John Bradshaw Layfield predicted it would be on the rugby odds. And Utah looked like they'd win it after Michael Manson takes it on his own 40-yard line to the 50, the 45, the 40. It's a fumble and kick, the scramble at the 20, at the 10. Manson recovers his own fumble at the 5 into the end zone for the touchdown. Wait, what? It's not a football field? It looks like a football field. Okay, all right, check that. It's a goddamn rugby field. I'll be damned. Manson scores a try. But wait, there's more because Dallas came back and actually won the game at death. Or close to it, depending on the announcer's standpoint. Nonetheless, the Jackals have a franchise best 3 wins and 19 points, which, FYI, would land them in second place in the Eastern Conference. Final score, 22-20 Dallas. In the land of Michael Jordan and Mike Ditka, Chicago hosted Charlotte or Carolina in an Eastern Conference tilt that meant everything to the home side. This iteration of the Hounds had plenty of bite in them, winning in lopsided fashion, playing a style of rugby that Brian Ray of America's Rugby News rants about later in the show. Regardless, Chicago found themselves right back in the thick of things in the East, and it's no coincidence that hooker Dylan the Butcher Fawcett has been in the middle of their resurgence, scoring 5 tries in the last 2 matches, adding a hat trick in this one. That's 3 tries, folks, if you grew up in a cave. Final score, 59-26, Chi-Town. In rain-soaked Seattle, the Seawolves and... What? It rains in L.A.? How the f*** am I supposed to know that with these f***ing remote broadcasts. Back to the match. In rare Los Angeles rain, Seattle were right at home in the precipitation while a banged up and depleted RFCLA looked waterlogged on defense. Indeed, the Seawolves swam downstream to build a big lead before LA showed signs of a comeback. But blown defense led to a walk-in try in the 58th minute, and the home team's hopes evaporated, dampened by the slippery Seawolves. Final score, 36-5, Seattle. And that puts an end to our rain puns. And I know we could all use a break after that lengthy recap, but we are going to take a break of sorts. Our recurring segment, Rugby Morning's Coffee Break, with John Fitzpatrick out of Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, the nation's capital. John, I know you got to catch a train and you're pressed for time, so let's delay the start as long as possible. What do you got for us?
Seriously, I got to catch this train. I'm actually in Philadelphia, not in D.C., but hey, let's roll. Week 7 recap. You got to give a shout-out to the New England Free Jacks. There are no more unbeaten teams left in MLR after the Free Jacks ran all over Houston. What did you think of that?
Well, the Flapjackals have shown us every time you think that they're not going to win a game, they go out and win the goddamn game. Next!
Well, they did have some individual standout performers. Of course, we got to call out Wayne Vandermeek. He had 3 tries, but he wasn't the only player who scored 3 tries this weekend. Of course, Chicago, they put up a big number on Anthem running up the score, but they had to there. Jason Higgins, scrum half, he had 3 tries. And of course, as you mentioned in your recap, Dylan Fawcett, he scored 3 tries as well. Matt, Chicago second. Now in the East, all bark, no bite. You tell me.
What, the Hounds, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a rough question. Next!
Matt, I want to touch on D1A playoffs real quickly. We've got the semifinals coming up where St. Mary's is going to take on BYU, and your boys, Navy, are going to be taking on Life. Should be some quality matchups there in men's college rugby.
And of course, we have Pat Clifton waiting in the wings to talk about the CRCs, the College Rugby Championship Sevens, upcoming in your neck of the woods, Germantown, at the end of April. But we got future MLR stars, folks, across both of these competitions. That's why we talk about it on this program. Good on you, John, for bringing that up. What else?
Matt, last thing, I want to close something out here. My South African friends say I mispronounce Deovold Kotse. I was calling him Deovold. It's Deovold. So hopefully that is correct now.
All right, so go ahead and let it flow.
That's all I've got. I got to catch this train. Matt, see you later.
Yeah, I hope he caught that train. He must have had a really big glove with him. Let's take a break.
Digs like a demented mole there.
Need a great price on a new vehicle? Sheehy makes it easy. Easy Price shows you our lowest prices on the Mid-Atlantic's largest selection. Find your best price online or at any of our 31 dealerships.
It's easy at Sheehy. Sheehy.com.
You need your cleats? You need them tomorrow? If you order today by 3 p.m. New York time or noon L.A. time, they can have them to you tomorrow. Young, old, male, female, if you're playing on turf, if you're playing on grass, if you're playing in the rain, you're playing in the heat, they've got you covered. RugbyNow.com. Go there now.
Back, and we are back with at the Pat Clifton or at the Pat Clifton, Pat.
Either way, I'm your Pat Clifton of the day.
Our Pat Clifton. All right, fine. Pat Clifton, welcome back. Well, welcome to MLR Weekly.
Well, it's happy to be here. This is very exciting. My first time being on a member of the Rugby Wrap-Up umbrella on any of your shows, so I'm pumped to be here.
No way. First time?
Yeah. This is first official invite from Matt McCarthy.
Okay, well, we'll have to talk to that Matt McCarthy and get him straightened out. So, Pat, you got a lot of future stars, future MLR stars in the CRCs that are upcoming later in April. Why don't you give us the skinny on the CRCs and what's going on? What's cooking?
That's right. The Collegiate Rugby Championship. This is going to be the 15th anniversary of the Collegiate Rugby Championship, the 14th tournament because of that weird COVID thing that happened. But it started back in 2010. Tons of names you would remember from Major League Rugby, like Threaten Palamo comes to mind, Kean Berry, Noah Brown's one of the recent guys that's being a stud for the Chicago Hounds right now on the wing. So tons of MLR alumni that are in this league. Alex Magleby, the Free Jacks, whatever he is for the Free Jacks, all everything. I think he might be the guy in that Woodgie suit.
He's Woodgie.
On Saturdays.
He's Woodgie.
Him. You know, he got his cut his teeth here at the CRC. Madison Hughes, Danny Barrett, So this is really kind of a breeding ground for some of the best talent in the country from coast to coast. And we got 144 teams coming here. So the largest college rugby tournament, I think, just about anywhere as well. So lots of talent here that'll eventually work its way up into Major League Rugby for sure. A 3-day tournament, 2 days for each, the men and the women. It's going to be jam packed full of action.
That's awesome. And tell us about Saturday.
That's right. Selection Saturday. I'm sitting here in the studio converting it right now for a show I'll be shooting with Dan Power and James Patterson. You MLR fans probably know of at home and will recognize their voice, having done a ton of commentating. And we're going to unveil all of our brackets, all 8 brackets, men's and women's Premier Cup, Division I, Division II, small college, the path to a national championship for everybody. That will be coming out this Saturday on the Rugby Network at 8 p.m. Central or 8 p.m. Eastern time. The Selection Saturday show. So tune in and we will unveil every single bracket and give you the breakdown and the analysis. Also got Lance Kavanaugh and John Broker and Brianna Kim on that show.
Well, you're bringing out all the all-stars and you got me with, first of all, it's the Powers, Patterson and Pat, the three P's.
CollegiateRugbyChampionship.com. It's got everything you need to know in it. That's where you go to get your tickets. That's where you go to see your schedule. Download the NCR app right now. It will have your schedule, live stats. You will be able to know who is leading every division, men and women, across the board in tries in real time if you download the NCR app. I think it's a game changer in college rugby. So CollegiateRugbyChampionship.com. Download the NCR app and tune into the Rugby Network this Saturday for the selection show.
On that note, I want to thank Pat Clifton. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, sir. A pleasure.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
I wouldn't like to be at the bottom of that.
If you're in New York City and want to watch some great rugby, have some great food, and some great times, go to the world's best rugby pub, the Pig and Whistle on West 36th Street.
This is the Rugby Odds, where an unlikely pundit panel of a wordsmith, a WWE legend, a rugby star, and a supermodel scour the globe, seeking best bets and bad behavior. Are you not entertained? Fans, you can tune into every match live on Flow Rugby. How do we know that? Because we're on there all the time. And we're back with Nate Osborne, who has been around the block and back in Major League Rugby. Ladies and gentlemen, Nate, welcome back to MLR Weekly.
Thank you, Matty. It's been a while, brother. I have been around a lot, and I even got a chance to sit in the booth with you last year and do some commentary, which was really fun. So, yeah, it's great to be back coaching, but mate.
And you've been on the Rugby Odds.
Yeah, they say, I've missed you boys on that, mate. I've been
watching. You can't come on now.
Johnny and Giff.
You can't come on now, though. That would be a conflict.
Yeah, I know, mate. Yeah, I can just text you the winners.
I hear you. All right, so, Nate, first you were in NOLA Gold, then DC. Now you're up in Dallas. Now you're down in Dallas. And you got the kid on. You look, you. Who else has gotten this many gigs in the MLR?
No one, mate. I'm unlucky. I've been really lucky to go to some great franchises and spend some time at different places. But I thought it was it last year, and then I just got the itch again. And I had a chat with Cooker on the phone, and he's an amazing man, amazing coach, and. It just sounded too good not to have a chance to come down here and help this franchise out. So it's been amazing so far.
Well, I mean, you guys are making history for your young franchise right now. 3 wins. You got 4 losses, but you got 19 points, I think, if I'm doing this off the top of my head correctly. You're in the tough division.
Yeah.
But you're right in the mix. You're right there.
Mate, we're one play away from beating Houston, one play away from beating Seattle. We're getting better every week, and I know we've scored the most tries, we've scored the most points. We've got a good young team, and everyone's excited about what's happening down there. And like I said, get to go to work every day and to work with those boys and then and learn a lot every day off Cooker and, you know, the relationship we have as a coaching staff and, you know, behind the scenes, everybody there. It's I'm really enjoying it. I think this is a franchise that's really got some big things coming up.
Well, I got to tell you, we got to start marketing your team better because there's some of those players are some are becoming my favorite players in the league. And, you know, you got try scoring machines in this league, Nate. You got Reese McDonald. You got a Billy Meeks. You got a Matananu. You got a Mika Kruse. You got Julian Dominguez. And oh, then you got a hooker named DeVault Kotze.
Yeah, well, you got cookie, mate. He's just a try scoring machine. What? He's got 9 tries for a total of 9 meters carried. So he's on fire. He's on fire.
So was that the secret sauce? Was that the secret mix? You this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have my hookers score 9 tries in 7 games.
I went down there with the attack mindset of let's just ball, mate. No, like, so they, that was part of what their bread and butter and their DNA was built around their forwards and through that last year. They did a really good job last year with them all. So we didn't want to change that. We wanted to keep that around, but we added some backs in and, also working with some of the forwards just to change up the game plan a little bit and the way we want to move the ball around and attack. You know, I think we're across the board, we're doing really, really well. So,
you know, you're in there, you came in there as what do you call the attack coach?
Yeah, backs and attack.
So are you handling defense at all?
You know, like I do with the backs and we kind of lean on each other a fair bit. And that's kind of the beauty of when I came here, I didn't know, you know, the head coach, I didn't really know him before I came here, so I didn't really know how that was going to work. But we get along great. We work really well together. We run a bunch of ideas off each other. I know that you know, even if there's a session or something that we'll run for each other, he's great, and I think that our combination together has been really, really good. We kind of yin and yang each other sometimes, but we also know each other that we're on the same page a lot, so that's good.
By the way, you guys would be in second place in the Eastern Conference. Not that that matters at all, but, you know, it's a relative thing, right?
Yeah.
And yet you saw the New England Free Jacks go down to Houston and knock off the undefeated team in the Sabercats.
Right. And, mate, I honestly don't think we're far off. Like, I don't think Seattle or Houston are that much better than us. And even talking to their players after the game, and if you talk to them, some of those teams, they'll agree. Like, we're right there. We just have to make sure that we can get down to the stretch because, you know, it's easy to say after 7 weeks, you know, we're kicking butt, we're doing really well. But we'll see what happens in 14, 15, 16 when, you know, when the rubber's hitting the road and you're on the road a fair bit. And, you know, it's a long season, and it kind of drags on. If you're not winning, it drags on for sure. So we've got to win some more games.
Hey, guys are on bye, right? And they're getting the break, and it's a much-needed break. But you're coming off that big win and that momentum. Are we losing something by going on the bye without when you're coming off that momentum?
Mate, I don't think so. I think we only gave them the start of the week off, so they've only really had had the weekend off because we played Friday. They've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, and then they're all back. So, and we're going to train. So I think it was good. It's good to freshen up. I think mentally and physically, you know, we're pretty beat up. So I think just to get a refresh, walk away, be away from rugby for a little bit, maybe take some of that emotion out of it. Because sometimes it's hard to come back down off that emotion. When you win a close or a really close game like that, it's very hard to get your emotions back in check. So I think it might settle us because we need to go to Miami and win next week to keep it rolling.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Take Dallas out of the equation, right? Who's in the final? What two teams?
New England.
And? You got to take Dallas out of the equation.
Seattle.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. All right.
San Diego, pretty good too.
You know, it's a long season. You guys got a lot of good players. You got a nice combination of youth and international flavor along with domestic guys. It's a good combination. It's a good thing you got going on down there. Can you get rid of the football lines on the field?
Mate, I would love to. That stadium, I don't know if you've ever been there. It's an amazing stadium. But, you know, if we keep winning, we'll keep filling it up, and hopefully we'll get more of a say on the lines. We're going to win more games, mate.
All right. Nate Osborne of the Dallas Jackals, the offensive coordinator, folks, if you're watching NFL, that's what he's doing down there. Congratulations on the start of the season. It's
Thanks,
a long road ahead, but you're off to a good start, and you got the most wins in franchise history.
Thank you, Matt. And it's so good to see you again, mate.
Likewise.
Just being
likewise.
On your shows.
And now your Major League Rugby Play of the Week brought to you by the Rugby Network. The Dallas Jackals had never won three games in a season, but as today's featured guest, veteran MLR coach Nate Osborne says, this team is the best he's been with. Indeed, they completed their comeback with a dramatic team try in the 78th minute versus the solid Utah Warriors, proving they can play with anyone. In Houston, two of the league's heavyweights, the Sabercats and the Free Jacks, were going toe-to-toe when the 2023 Player of the Year, Jason Patros, put on another display of skill, smarts, and bouncing ball luck, scoring in the 22nd minute, adding a key try in the Free Jacks' win. In San Diego, it was a one-point game in the 76th minute when the Legion coaxed a penalty try from a banged-up Nola Gold to secure another huge comeback win for cohorts everywhere. And the Rugby Network Major League Rugby Play of the Week is Dallas scoring in the waning moments, demonstrating that they are indeed for real. Here's your TRO, the Rugby Odds MLR Picks of the Week via WWE Hall of Famer turned rugby advocate and excellent handicapper, John Bradshaw Layfield, and King Gift A. Bailu, the Yogi Berra of rugby.
San Diego, I want to give these guys a little message down there. Do you know you can play the first half if you want to? You really can. And you guys wouldn't have to come back from behind so much if you played the first half. I think San Diego got Utah coming in. Utah's having some problems. I think San Diego beats these guys and beats them quite easily. San Diego -8.
Look at New Orleans Gold jumping back after an embarrassing loss last week. Right now, Gold over Guppies. New Orleans at home.
Gold over Guppies. Bam!
Gold Boom. Over Guppies. Hashtag Gold over Guppies. Be sure to check out the Rugby Odds, also featuring Irish rugby legend George Hook. It's been voted by critics as a top 5 global rugby show. And we're back once again with America's Rugby News favorite son, Mr. Brian Ray. Brian, welcome back to MLR Weekly.
Yeah, good to be here, Matt. Good to hear after an uneventful week of Major League Rugby.
I see you down at Sabercat Stadium.
Yeah, what a game that was. And, you know, I don't want to make too much of a deal out of this, but I do believe it was yours truly who said that my choosing Houston would actually inspire the Free Jacks to victory.
Kindly giving you crap, the general manager of New England, because you picked against his squad and you're wearing all their gear that he sent you for free? All right, smarty pants. Let's see what you know about the upcoming games. Let's see how your clairvoyant self is going to do with these spreads courtesy of our partners, the Rugby Odds, because nobody else has put them out yet. New England -4 versus Seattle. Seattle making the cross-country trip.
This is going to be a great game, another, you know, game of the week involving the Free Jacks. Seattle, man, they put on a show against LA, you'd have to say, even in the rain. Good game, but I got to go with the Free Jacks. Man, they looked really good against Houston. Maybe you could say, you know, they conceded 6 tries, but 5 of them were, you know, at least their defense forced them to score them in the corner and gave them, you know, lower rates on those conversions. Kutzer missed all 5 in the sidelines. So I like the Free Jacks.
Well, the wind was ridiculous. It was absolutely absurd.
Yeah, that's true. And he did hit the post and the crossbar. But still, I mean, if you're pushing, it shows that the cover defense is making them work to get those tries, is what it shows. So, you know, I'm going to go with the Free Jacks in that one.
All right, let's move on to Nola, Snakebit Nola. How many times have we been saying that in 7 seasons? -4 versus Miami. And I know Miami's got reason to feel like they're the favorites in this.
You know, they're getting OJ Nola and Jared Adams back from suspension, so that's certainly a boost for Nola. I'm not sure if they have Jordan Jackson Hope coming back or Jonah Mau this week. You certainly hope that they do. But at the same token, Miami, if they've got Reynaldo Piusi and Manuel Ardao in that pack, that's a very different animal heading in there. So, man, this is a tough one to call. Man, Nola just they came up short those last two games. They're going to be fired up, I think, at home. I'll take NOLA to win this. I think it's going to be a squeaker, though. Minus four. Minus four? Okay. All right, I'll take that. I'll go with NOLA.
All right, NOLA at home. Old Glory versus Houston, minus seven. And, folks, remember, you can see my picks on the Rugby Odds. But Old Glory at home hosting Houston, coming off that loss to New England, minus seven. Houston's the favorites, the road favorite.
Yeah, I got to go with Houston. They didn't look bad against New England. No. I mean, they scored six tries. It's just New England's bloody good. They're just a step ahead. So I fully expect Houston to rebound in this one. That pack is so – I mean, that scrum, they dominated New England in the scrum and still lost the game. So, I think they're going to beat up Old Glory at home.
Chicago coming off the win. I know that you didn't like the way they won, but I think that's ridiculous. Chicago minus six versus Los Angeles.
Yeah, LA is just beaten up a bit, missing some key players. Again, there's a couple there. I don't know if Stokes is back. I think Will Leonard's out with a broken finger. We don't know who's going to be in there.
I saw you screaming on Twitter about the injustice of Co versus some other players in the league getting away with things.
Utterly ridiculous suspension. I'll go with Chicago at home for this one. They got a pretty strong pack. At least they're starting to find some forms of confidence. So I'll give them that. We'll go Chicago at home.
San Diego at home, minus eight versus Utah. And Utah is another one of those teams where you're like NOLA kind of, you know, the NOLA of the West. You know, it's like, which team is going to show up? Because at certain points, when you count them out, all of a sudden they come back with a big win or a big half. What's going on there?
Yeah, they just have a habit of doing crazy stuff. You know, you'll think they're totally gone. Their back line scores five tries or something crazy like that. I don't know. It's tough to call with Utah. Their lineups seems to be different every week. I don't know what's going on with Bailey Wilson, their captain. He's missed like half the games right now. They just don't look to be on the same page. At the moment, they've got some injuries. Certainly, wishing the best to Sione Mahe. Looked pretty ugly where he hurt his knee against Dallas. So I don't know what kind of lineup they're going to throw out there, but they're not in good form. San Diego's rolling right now. Got to go with the Legion at home.
And just about that Utah team, 78 tackles between three guys. Nell, Lahore, and Lasique. That's a lot of tackles for just three guys to have to make. The best defense is a good offense. Right.
Yeah. If anybody deserves a day off, maybe it's one of those three guys. Lasique, I thought, got through a mountain of work in that game. Just crazy. Dylan Nell has just been a warrior the whole season. But that's going to wear on you, without a guy. Bailey Wilson usually chews up a lot of that, right? So he was certainly missing out there. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with this Utah team, but they need to get some consistency and a little bit of inspiration out there. But I just don't see it happening against the Legion.
All right, who's your MVP of the league at this point?
He's wearing a Free Jack shirt, and I think he's got number 10. I think he's far
the everyman.
He's just unbelievable. That game he had against Houston, the game he had the week, the guy is unreal. He's defending, he's kicking, he's playmaking, he's scoring tries himself, and scoring tries that he wasn't scoring last year. I mean, the guy is just unreal. So, yeah, Jason Patras for sure right now.
Agreed. All right. Thank you to Mr. Brian Ray of America's Rugby News. Thank you to John Fitzpatrick of Rugby Morning, Pat Clifton of the CRC College Rugby Championship Sevens, Nate Osborne of the Dallas Jackals, and thank you for tuning in. Please check out our other shows, including the critically acclaimed The Rugby Odds. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. Tell your friends about us. And please join our American Red Cross blood donor team.